Welcome to Next Day Prep, what we are watching tomorrow.
Let's get right into it. It was a rough session for growth stocks, a real battle out there today.
Battle is right. It felt like a rehash of Tuesday's selling, with profit takers hitting the high flyers and the mega caps hard. What was the main driver behind this pressure?
It's a cocktail of concerns. You have stretched valuations, lingering worries about excess speculation, and then you get a few high-profile earnings reports that just pour gasoline on the fire.
And the damage was significant in some names. I'm looking at Elf Beauty, down nearly 35%.
35%? And it wasn't alone. Duolingo got crushed, down over 25%. DoorDash fell more than 17%. These are not small moves. This is serious institutional selling.
Even the giants felt the heat. Tesla, Nvidia, Meta, Amazon, all down significantly. That kind of weakness in the generals makes it almost impossible for the cap-weighted indexes to find any footing.
Exactly. The market breadth tells the story. Decliners led advancers by a 9-to-5 margin on the New York Stock Exchange and by more than 2-to-1 on the NASDAQ. It was broad-based pain.
But there was one titan that bucked the trend, Alphabet.
That was the big counter-narrative of the day. Reports that Google is making its powerful AI chip, Ironwood, widely available. That's a direct shot at Nvidia, and you saw it in the price action. Google finished positive while Nvidia shed over 3.5%.
So where did the money rotate to? Where was the safe harbor today?
There were only two sectors in the green, energy and healthcare. We saw utilities, a classic defensive play, showing some late-day strength as well. It's a clear rotation out of risk and into safety.
Let's dig into that Duolingo story because it's fascinating. The company beat estimates, yet the stock collapsed. What happened there?
This is a classic case of it's not the numbers, it's the narrative. Yes, they beat, but management started talking about taking a long view, prioritizing user growth over near-term monetization. The market heard one thing, slowing bookings growth.
So the patience ran out. They're basically saying, we'll make money later, and investors are saying, I want to make money now.
Precisely. It immediately shifts from a growth story to a show-me story. And in a risk-off market, a show-me story gets punished. It's a perfect case study for traders.
Okay, so against this backdrop of volatility and rotation, let's get tactical. Where are the opportunities for tomorrow? What setups are you watching?
Despite the gloom, there were pockets of incredible relative strength, especially late in the day. I'm focused on continuation setups in names that prove they could fight the tape. My number one focus is MTSI, MACOM Technology.
Interesting. In that semiconductor space that was so mixed today.
That's what makes it stand out. It printed a strong range expansion and closed near the high of the day on rising volume. The plan is to look for a pullback buy in the 166 to 167 area, targeting a push through 169.
Got it. What about that wild after-hours mover Expedia?
EXPE is a different beast entirely. That's a pure catalyst-driven momentum play after that massive post-close move. The key here will be the open. Can it hold above the 232 to 235 support zone? If it does, a move to 245 and then 250 is in the cards. But expect extreme volatility.
And for traders looking for something a bit less explosive?
For a slower grind, look at CBOE. It's in the financial space and showed a very constructive, stair-stepping pattern all day. It's building a solid base of higher lows. I'd watch for entries around 252 for a move toward 254 and higher. It's a much more methodical setup.
All right. Let's pull back out to the indices. We saw that sharp intraday dip on heavy volume. What are the key levels you're watching on the SPY and QQQ?
That dip screamed panic selling, but the recovery into the close is what matters now. For the SPY, the line in the sand is support around 669.50. We have to hold that. On the upside, resistance is near 673. For the Qs, that intraday low around 610.95 is absolutely critical. A break below that could open up the floodgates.
And the VXX spike confirms that fear is elevated. So the takeaway is, be nimble.
Be nimble, be selective. The market is punishing weakness and rewarding relative strength. Focus on the names that are working, have a clear plan with entry and exit levels, and respect the overall volatility. Don't be a hero in this tape.
Excellent breakdown. So the plan is set. Watch the key index levels, focus on tactical setups with proven strength, and manage risk tightly. That's our prep for tomorrow. Thanks for tuning in, and trade smart.